Our first scripture reading for tonight is taken from Hebrews 1, the first four verses. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels, and the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The word of the Lord. A gospel reading for tonight is taken from Luke, chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the scripture. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. The shepherds returned, glorified and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
What a blessing of music and dance and movement and gifts and graces and wonder. I'd like to read a scripture with apologies to 1 Corinthians. If I decorate my house perfectly with bows and garlands and twinkling lights and shining balls and huge Christmas trees, but do not show love to my family and neighbors, I'm just a decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but do not show love to my family, I'm just a cook. If I go to work every day and diligently bring home a paycheck, working long hours and coming home exhausted, but do not love my family, it profits to me nothing. If I buy gifts too many to count and shower them on everyone I know, but do not focus on Christ, I have missed the point. Love stops tasks to hug the child. Love sets aside distractions to kiss our loved ones. Love is kind, even in harried and tired times. Love doesn't yell at kids to get out of the way, or to sit down and give me just a minute of peace. Love doesn't give only to those who are able to give in return, but rejoices in giving to those who cannot. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Toys will break, jewelry will be lost, cars will rust. But the gift of love will endure. I need to hear that repeatedly. I know all of you are okay. My remarks are only about 18 pages, so I won't be too, you know. The shepherds, did you hear me emphasizing the shepherds? They're the only ones that got the invite. God came to them. I've been puzzling all Advent over whether, and that was because they are the poor, underprivileged, illiterate, and the ones that God cares for first and shows favor to, or whether they were the only ones that had enough spare time to pay attention to what was going on. Maybe being out there in the field with the sheep, they were able to pause for a moment and listen and hear God. And the angel, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors. Another translation of that is important to hear. Peace to those who do his will. It is Christmas Eve. It is that time to pause and acknowledge the birth of the most important person in human history. Change the world. And able to change the world again tonight. And tomorrow. And the tomorrows that come. So we gather here. We gather with kiddos. Learning that story for the first time. We gather here with elders who have heard it hundreds of times. We gather here with the saints who are with us. Those who have passed and that are present with us. But we gather here with God. We began with a beautiful piece Steve and Dan did, Silent Night. We're going to turn to that now. And we're going to celebrate again the birth. I invite you to stand. Pay attention where the fire goes. And let us gather together in Silent Night.